Hey Jack, welcome back to 2018.
Hi Matt.
How you going?
Awesome.
You're nice and refreshed after your month's holiday? You were gone so long, I wondered if you were like retired or something.
Did you miss me?
Yeah, a little bit. Felt a bit weird not doing videos and things. So I know there's lots of talk about 2018 and everyone says, oh, you know, this is going to be my best year. And I probably just want to talk about what to think about this year. So as everyone knows, I'm more focused on energy than I am most things because everything runs off of that. So whoever's listening to this now, I really want them to make a commitment to make this the year of energy mastery. Because if your energy's right and you're steady and you've got a firm foundation, the rest will spring from that. It's a little bit like when people talk about positive thinking, and positive thinking's like rubbish and, you know, you're not going to get what you want. But here's the thing. If your energy is really stable and you're centered, you become more powerful. The other thing that it does is you become more enthused. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like your energy is bubbling, like bursting over, because you feel so good inside.
Yeah.
So this is the link that some people just don't understand. I've heard it so many times. I've even heard one guy say it at ARIC, which is like Australia's biggest real estate conference. Yeah, about positive thinking is just a whole lot of rubbish. But what they're not understanding is it's the link between that and action. So rather than just say, look, I'm going to make 2018 my best year yet and I'm just going to go out and kill it, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, why was 2017 not someone's best year? Has anyone really thought about that?
No.
Because if you've had a really average year this year, like, why is that? So it's fine to say, it's like going out with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You meet a girl, you go out with them, and after, you know, a little bit, we've done it as a teenager. How many times have you done it?
Oh, a fair few.
Yeah, and then, you know, you sort of progress a little bit, and after a few months, you're just like over it.
Nah.
That's right. It's because, like, the energy dies. Mm-hmm. You lose the connection and lose the enthusiasm. But with, I guess I'm talking about this because there is so much talk at the moment. There's Instagram posts, there's videos, there's coaches saying, you know, make 2018 your best year yet. And I look at them and I think to myself, how?
Yeah. What do you have to do?
Yeah. How does that really happen? Why was 2017 not your best year yet? It might have been. Turn it off if it is, because you already know how to do it. But 90% of people, 95% of people get into the year and totally lose their way. They totally lose their way. They get back to the grind. They get exhausted. They're bumpy. The results aren't what they want them to be. They've actually forgot about the New Year's resolution that they've made anyway. So what I want to do is help you keep this thing simple. I want to help you master this year. Forget the action part. The action part is going to come. And here's one what I was saying before. I want you to understand the link between energy and action. So if you decide to become an energy master, my phone's just ringing and ringing, but if you decide to become an energy master, this is what's going to happen to you. You are going to feel good. So you're going to steady your internal space so that you have a really firm footing. You're going to feel centered, you're going to feel passionate, you're going to feel enthused. When that happens, then you're going to take inspired action. It's different. You're going to take inspired action. You're with me all day, Jack.
I am.
I don't use a to-do list. I don't use a plan. I don't use an ideal day. I don't use anything, do I?
You don't.
No. And my results are not great. They're off the charts.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you understand how to maneuver your energy. In the end of last year, my energy wasn't like, you know, you were with me.
Yeah.
There was things that were making my energy so unstable, but I've ironed that out, you know, and now I'm back to where I need to be.
Yeah.
Pretty much back to where I need to be. And it's like a magnet.
Mm.
If you can understand the energy forces that are around you and tap into that, you automatically become an attraction magnet for opportunities, for results, for betterment. So that's all good, Matt. That all sounds fantastic. Yes, I want to be an energy master, but where do I start?
Yeah.
So where do I start with this thing? First, you've got to want to do it. You know, you've got to want to understand this unseen thing we call energy around us. Then you've got to feel your way through it. And everyone's a little bit different. So we all operate at different frequencies. We're all, you know, some people are naturally more positive. Some people are naturally more pessimistic. Some people are naturally more driven. Some people are lazy.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone's a little bit different. You have to define this by you. But you have to like take care of it like a flower. It's the same. So if I was a gardener or a farmer, my whole job is to take care of those flowers, those plants, nurture them, make them crops. They're going to have storms. Sometimes the storms will wreck them, like I just did at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Sometimes the storms will come in and go and just totally wreck the thing. That's cool, but you'll understand how to bring it back to center again.
Yeah.
So every day, you've got to make a decision that you are a master of energy. You're going to have to feed your mind with stuff from the moment you wake up. You've got to start feeding your mind or controlling your thoughts that they feel very soft and nice. You know the funny thing? In the softness is in the power.
Yeah.
Or the power is in the softness. So when you're tense and determined and going out, rah, rah, you're actually going to find it harder to find the opportunities because you're bringing an energy of push. And whenever there's energy of push, you don't have the pull.
Yeah.
But when you're really centered and stable and soft, the pull, you don't need to chase.
Because there's no wrestle for it. It's already being attracted towards you.
Yeah, this is an inclusion. Remember this. This is an inclusion-based universe. So what that means is everything is included. You don't have to run out and get anything.
Mm.
It's included to your thought pattern, to your vibration, to your energy frequency. You are pulling in, not pushing out. Sure, energy is going out, but it's actually coming back to you like a transmitter. So if you're committed to this, all I want you to do is start living a life of ease. Think about it. 2018 should not be your best year yet. It should be your easiest year yet.
Yeah.
Once you're in a place of ease, so that means no worry, no stress, no anxiety. It's easy to say. I mean, it's going to come there. And it's going to be practical. You might get to 364 days and just start to work this thing out.
Yeah.
It might take you 300 and something days to move off your natural set point. Your natural set point might be, you might be a worrier.
Mm-hmm.
You might be somebody who just isn't that driven. That's cool. That's absolutely fine. But once you tune in to that higher you, that you can feel it, like you're locked into something you're keen about, you're passionate about. That's why I get passionate about energy. You'll find it really interesting. You'll feel your way through it. You won't let those negative thoughts dominate your world. You won't be angry for too long. You won't be upset at somebody who did this. You won't be worrying about your finances so much. You'll find that place of secure,
yeah.
That feeling. You can still feel secure and not have much money.
Absolutely.
Think about the food you got to eat tonight. That's good. You can get through another day. Excellent. Worry about the rest tomorrow. I'll get to tomorrow and then just do the same thing again. Sometimes we create worry for no reason. Like we put this, is everything going to be all right?
Yeah.
I do it myself.
Worrying about things that aren't there.
Totally. Yeah. Is the boss happy with me? Is this going on? Or is this whatever? That's fine. But you've got to learn to minimize it. Once you learn the art of minimizing that negative side of things, you won't stay there long and you'll spend more time in the part that's going to pull more good stuff to you. So I'm going to close on this and we'll just finish this now. 2018 can be your best year yet. It can be. But remember, it's an internal game. It's an energy game. So I want you to start feeling your way through the day. Start the day easy, nice, excited, taking care of you. Then as the day goes, just try and move away from the things that are going to change your vibration. Everything you listen to, look at, and say changes your vibration, either up or down. Just don't be prepared to invite in or be a part of the down. That's all you need to do. If you spend more time saying, does this belong in me, with me, to me, if it's yes and it makes you feel good, fantastic. Listening to that heavy metal rock music might make you feel good, but the lyrics are terrible.
Exactly.
I listen to Law of Attraction stuff all day because that's what I want to become. You will become what you think about most. Remember that. You want a great year, 2018? Think about awesomeness. Stop thinking about everything going wrong. You get it?
Think about the right.
Think about things that are going to make you better and better and better and better. Tell yourself, like I used to tell myself all the time, things are getting better. Things just keep getting better. Things just keep getting better. Things just keep better. Until I trained my mind. Because I think from where I came from with my childhood and all of that sort of stuff, we've all got a story, but all of that stuff, I think I created a very negative vibe. Mm. You know, that survival mode, that anxious mode. And it's taken me years to learn how to iron that out. I still have it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it comes and I won't let it stay for long. And I want to just keep moving upwards. Keep moving upwards. And my life's reflecting that. Doesn't mean things aren't going to go wrong, but things are... You're going to iron things out much easier. So, 2018, year of ease, year of better, year of flow, year of energy. If you concentrate on energy first, your results are naturally going to change. They're just going to change. You will see your life change. But you have to start slowly, slowly, slowly being governed by your energy and controlling your energy. Don't let the outside control the inside. Let the inside control the outside and things will just keep getting better. There you go, Jack.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Look forward to seeing you on the next podcast.